This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, I'm Richard Phipps with Tech Systems. That's TEK Systems, a global information technology consultancy. We help clients activate ideas and build solutions to take advantage of a new world of opportunity. We're specialists in planning and implementation of real-world applications, business and IT initiatives. And as an industry leader in strategy, implementation, and talent, we work with progressive leaders who drive change. And so my role in all of that is to specifically introduce our span of capabilities to our prospects and clients, and more importantly, help drive the activation and delivery of our solutions for our clients.
How are you involved with user adoption?
Well, specifically within end-user adoption, or UA as I refer to it, I work with our IT clients who are embarking on enterprise-wide or large-scale initiatives to ensure that from the beginning, the impacted end-user's adoption of whatever the initiative might be is considered and applied as part of a solution set. So I'm involved in helping organizations understand the true value of end-user adoption, basically when the adoption of a new skill, tool, process, or behavior is critical to the anticipated return on investment of an initiative. So I and my learning solutions practice architects basically analyze what success looks like after a feature or a tool or software enhancement or hardware change, for example, goes in, sometimes all of that together. And we look at how it's going to be used in the organization, and then build an adoption training and implementation strategy that ensures this whatever widget is working effectively and returning the right investment dollars. And we can actually measure for that. So what that means in my role is I ask the key sponsor or stakeholder of an initiative something like, you're about to spend X million of dollars on this upcoming initiative. What's your plan to ensure that it's adopted by the end users, that you get your ROI? And if I hear crickets, and I have sometimes, or other responses that indicate maybe adoption is thoroughly considered, that's where my work begins. So a solution around that can take shape in a lot of different ways. It's a function of the end user's audience, the amount of change that's being imparted, and many other factors. So we inquire about those things and then embark on properly activating our clients' ideas. And in the context of the end user's adoption needs, that's pretty much what and how I do with end user adoption.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
Great question. Actually, it's safe to say, first of all, IT projects are certainly risky and expensive. A Forrester research study recently indicated that a lack of user adoption is the primary cause of about 70% of failed projects. It's also noted that it takes about 2 years or more to really realize the full effect of a proper adoption. I would also add that, you know, on average, just about 8% or a little more than 8% of application budgets are allocated to learning interventions. And most systems training is not even contextual, as it only really shows users the basic system functionality, right? We've all sat in the class and learned something, and then we leave. Whereas the training doesn't necessarily show users how to do their particular job on the new system. And that could be a system or a process or a tool again. So a lot of enterprises perform only one round of training, overlook the need for ongoing training and performance reinforcement and such. So those are some challenges. But even with that, you could add that, you know, current investment that we talk about, this 8%, organizations face about a 17% end-user productivity loss after something gets implemented. And really, that's due to the time when the new users are trying to struggle to adopt or do new things in a new way, do things as easily as they did in the past. And so there's automatic end-user productivity loss, even when you try to focus on this when you put everybody through a single course. Typically, organizations are only using new technologies, I would say it's reported somewhere around 50 to 55% of their full capability. So it's a lot less than a technology's intended usage. And so when you think about when it's time to really properly get an ROI on something, you automatically have the numbers in front of you to turn that into real dollars and talk to clients and project leaders and stakeholders and so on to overcome some of these challenges. So if I can, I'd like to talk about an example of that. We do this a lot with our clients. You could take that 17% loss of productivity, for example, and look at that in the first 12 months. That returns about $10,000 per full-time employee per month. If you think about an average of around 2,500 users that make maybe $50,000 a year fully loaded, that equates generally to around $10 million in productivity in the first 6 months after an implementation. And that could be 100% or more of a product's investment or project investment too. So there are a lot of positive business outcomes that can come out of these adoptions when you put the proper program together. Of course, obviously saving money is one of those things. Faster time to productivity is a good outcome, improved user adoption. And we've even seen cases where even though change is going on in an organization, the positive experience around that change would reinforce attitudes and users' willingness to adopt. So an example around that I could talk about, if you think about unified communications, and in its broadest sense, you know, unified communications, for listeners who don't know, basically encompasses all forms of communications that are exchanged via network to other forms of communications. Usually, UC involves a voice over IP phone, but it can also include instant messaging, you know, presence information, mobility features like, you know, extension mobility and single number reach, things like that, plus audio and web conferencing. There's a lot of things that encompass unified communications. These are big deals that large organizations deal with. So if you think about an organization that might be considering a deployment or an upgrade of a unified communications platform, many times that involves the user's phone. Everybody, all of us know how to use the phone, right? We all know how to make a call. We know how to transfer calls and things like that. A lot of times that won't be much of a different experience for a user if that's just the extent of a implementation. But if you're looking to really expand or enhance or get the proper benefits out of something like this and look at business productivity changes, then you're going to move up to adoption and move up to this adoption learning spectrum, I should say, where you're going beyond the basics. And you're looking at additional learning interventions. And now we can start down a path to having a campaign type of feel to an end user adoption program. You can look at and focus on the prioritized changes that stakeholders want their people to do. How are they going to behave? What's their job going to feel like and look like in this new era? And then look at the unified communications platform and revisit how the work gets done. Break down those barriers and bottlenecks that get in the way as part of your adoption campaign and program. So we've delivered this exact type of engagement for a national insurance company, make them more competitive in this area. And our program touched 85,000 end users, I believe it was now, and 18,000 different locations. And we focused on the context of the role of those end users and how that technology was going to make the program a success. And we basically hit about 98% user adoption, which is a success in the rollout of that size. And we delivered over $1 million in cost savings through our improvement through the end user adoption engagement. So there's some powerful and positive outcomes, of course, those challenges as well. But a well thought out campaign is certainly beneficial.
And what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Really good question. I think a key piece of advice is certainly think about your end user adoption program as early as possible, right? And determine the benefits you're trying to achieve and those positive business outcomes and consider the impacts to the behaviors that need to occur in this new desired state. I would say to plan for that from the beginning, ask what happens after go live and treat that adoption campaign, the adoption campaign and development and its implementation as its own project, married to the overall initiative. It's definitely not a side job, definitely not something that somebody's going to do on the side and expect major success. There's just too much at stake. It needs to be treated as its own engagement, its own project. In addition to that, I would advise your listeners to consider improved productivity and your end-user adoption campaign development in kind of three layers. So look at end-user adoption from product launch fundamentals, look at it from the improving organizational productivity perspective, and then look at it at a lower level from a role and team productivity perspective. And so at that role and team level, you're looking at the context of how the users are impacted and then really target that as a key component of the program. And then finally, look for help. Help can come from your company's organizational change management center of excellence, your learning and development organization, or through outside consultancies. Many times internal organizations are already bandwidth constrained or don't have the experience designing and delivering adoption campaigns. So budgeting for and asking for outside help is common. We see that a lot, obviously. And we've already talked about the favorable ROI, which makes the case clear and easy for leveraging either internal or external help for your program.
And where can we find out more information about user adoption and your work on the subject?
There's three distinct places I would say you can go. I can certainly be found on LinkedIn under Richard Phipps, Orlando, Florida. That should probably find me. My last name is Phipps. You can use Google, great tool. And I would say to Google Tech Systems End User Adoption. And again, we are TEK Systems. that first result that comes up in Google will take you to our learning solutions page, where our experts are available and can have some white papers up there for review. And because we consider end-user adoption a detailed subcomponent of an OCM program, you can also Google Tech Systems Organizational Change Management, and the first result displayed there is our OCM practice information and links to case studies in these areas and others.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.